This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shaira.
And we would like to
welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast. Hey,
yes.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. Before we jump into our topic, we want you to give us a 5-star rating,
yes.
Comment, because when you do, it helps our podcast to become more visible.
Yes.
And of course, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely, Shai. Thank you for saving me. I had a bit of a brain fart there. But, you know, there's a good reason why I might have had a brain fart. Maybe I'm wasting a lot of time, you know, and I think a lot of us are, man. So what we want to talk about in this episode is the six biggest time wasters. And we want to call those out, and we want to be more productive. We want to get more stuff done. We want to spend more time with family. We want to earn more money. We want to do all the great things that, you know, that life has for us. And we don't want to get lost wasting time. So we're going to talk about these things, because I think a lot of these we all struggle with, right?
Well, I'm excited to get to this list that I have not seen.
Yes. I thought this was dope. I saw this on IG. So the six biggest time wasters.
What you got?
We're going to go from 6 to 1, okay? Number 6, worrying. Worrying. I heard someone say, Shire, that worrying about... depression is worrying about... is worry about the past, and anxiety is worry about the future. But in general... worry is not a good thing, right?
I think those are both medical conditions.
Of course,
I think that anyone could still feel depressed or feel anxious. Is that a waste of time?
Yeah, because I think a lot of time I know with me, there's been instances where maybe I'm going into a meeting, or maybe I'm going into some big event, and I'm spending more time worrying and stressing and, you know, playing it out in my mind before it happens. I think a lot of times we do that, and it's a big time waster. You ever had like a big event coming up, and it's like you can't even enjoy food? Like, you know, sometimes like I'm so worried about how's this gonna go, what's gonna happen, like you're not even eating properly, or you're not even, you know. If that ever happened to you?
I mean, yes, I have felt worried before.
So you don't think worried is a big one? That's why it's number 6. Shire, I mean, ain't really feeling the worry.
The reason why I was like, it just felt very like cliche. Then I thought of like 5 different gospel songs that talk about joy is coming in the morning. There's no need to worry. I totally feel that. I mean, so what should I do instead of worrying? Don't worry, pray about it.
You know, I don't know. Maybe there's some type of... we don't have the answer to all of these, but we just want to kind of highlight them. You know, I don't really know how to prevent worry other than stop worrying, right? I mean,
Marcus. Okay, so
maybe talking with somebody, talking about it, saying, hey, I'm kind of stressing out or worrying about this.
So go dump on someone.
Go dump on someone. Go dump on
somebody. I did not mean that. Like,
but I'm sure talking about it with someone can only help, right?
That's true.
Maybe it's some clinician or a coach, or I don't know, friend. Just try to relieve worry from your life.
Well, I think that that is, I mean, a good thing. Talking with someone, because I really feel that there is an epidemic of loneliness.
Mm.
And I think being on our cell phones and on these apps is like false community.
Yeah.
Where you don't really know people.
Man, Shira, I see people, man. And I hope we're not going too veering too out, but I see people that are like, you know, single or whatever, and I just be like, yo, man, I couldn't do it. Like, I was such a lonely person before, and I know we married super young, but loneliness, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, you know. So yeah, that's I don't know. And like how you said, sometimes you just feel the social media or you know, your phone will make you feel like, oh yeah, I'm in a community, but it's like, but they're not real though. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're real, but they're not really there.
Yeah. You know? I mean, not to say that you couldn't meet someone online cultivate a relationship. You know, someone had reached out to me recently and was like a friendly young lady. And I was like, oh, okay. Hi. You know, like, I usually don't entertain people who I don't know.
Yes.
But you know, I was feeling pretty chippy. So, you know, I was just like, you know, I'm good. How are you? And right. It just turned out to be a sales pitch. And I'm just like, sister, really? I thought that we could be internet friends, but it was really just, let me hustle you.
Right.
I mean, be on your grind. I get it. But I think I think being worried, mm-hmm. feeling down is something that we all feel at different degrees, varying degrees. And that
it really gets you nowhere.
Yeah, that communication piece can help.
Can help, for sure. All right, Shire, here's another interesting one. So number 5 on the list of the 6 biggest time wasters. Number 5 is multitasking.
That's a time waster?
Multitasking.
Sometimes it is.
I think it is. I've struggled with this because sometimes you got so many things in your head that you want to do, and when you're not organized and you're trying to multitask these things, you end up getting nothing done. You kind of like have like multiple unfinished projects and things, and that you just waste the time. You know, you could get burnt out and not even end up finishing anything, and you're just like, that was a waste.
Yeah, I think the flip of that is that you could be working on one thing for so long that you get burnt out. And if you could switch up your focus, that could help too. Yep, but yep. I could see multitasking being something on this list. You know, having a single focus and making sure that you accomplish your objective is important. I feel that. I mean, as a wife and mother, I feel that I'm a serial multitasker.
Yes.
Because I have to be.
But Shire, there's a difference between multitasking and just having a large list of things to do. And I think, like, if you take your all these tasks and you list them, or you do them, you know, you do one and then complete one and then go to the other, I don't even think that's multitasking. I think that's just handling business. Multitasking is trying to do, I'm doing this for 5 minutes and then I'm done. Man,
I know.
I'm trying to do this.
I do that and I think I agree in my life. I'll start something, then my mind will wander and I'll start something else. And then I'll say, hey, I was just working on something different. And then my brain will say, well, you're on this now. So why don't you? Yeah. So I mean, I definitely think that it can be a time suck.
Yeah. So just being organized can definitely help you save time. All right. Here's another one, Shire. I think a lot of people deal with some form of this. Perfectionism. Trying to get something perfect. I think you struggle with this, Shire.
Why is it a struggle?
Because you're a perfectionist.
Why is it a struggle?
Oh, well, let's just keep it 1,000. Sometimes before we sit down and come up with podcast topics, Shire wants to, you know, okay, but I don't know because, you know what I'm saying? And what about this? And then and that. I'm like, Shire, let's just turn these mics on. Let's sit back, have a good time with the listeners, and we chill, you know?
Well, I just...
But you want it perfect. You want the perfect topic.
I view it differently.
Okay.
It's not because I'm a perfectionist. It's because when you're talking about financial topics, You kind of want to know what you're talking about.
Right.
I'm not, you know.
I feel you.
So that shows that I care about. That's how I show care for what I do.
Okay, I got another one for you, Shia. This is, you always, oftentimes, want to find the perfect movie.
Yes.
Shia's like the best movie picker.
But
like,
see, you put the pressure on me. See what you just said?
I was like, all right, Shia, we want to watch a movie, pick something. Like, even Shia's bad movies, I find myself being entertained by them. I don't know why. But Shia's like, she'll be looking at that Netflix. She'll be finding a movie for the length of a movie. And then we just don't. I'm like, Shia, just pick anything.
Anything. Okay, this is how bad I am. But I think it's because you pressure me to choose a good movie. Look, I'll see a movie, I'll read the description, I'll watch the trailer, but if it looks good, I'll turn the trailer off, and then I'll go to Rotten Tomatoes to see what the Rotten Tomatoes score was. I might read some of the reviews of critics, think about it for a little bit, and then move on to another movie and literally do the same thing.
Exactly. That's definitely a time waster. So
okay, that's
what I knew there. I was going to get you. Okay. But, you know, this may play out in different ways in everyone. So being a perfectionist, that's number four on the list. Number three on the list, Shire. Ooh, this right here, this thing preached to me. Saying yes. Oh man, how this is my number one struggle. My number one struggle. I just say yes to the dress. I mean, I say yes to everything and everyone.
Except for me.
Shire's like the only one who gets the real me. Like,
and that's not fair. I want what they get.
Yeah, it's not fair. But like, I'm getting out of it as I age, but I'm a people pleaser. Can you do this? Yes. Can you help me with this? Yes. Knowing I don't want to do it. Knowing it's going to waste my time. I had just perfect time allotted to do this or to figure out something, and now I'm helping someone move. Or I don't know.
Saying no is hard to do. It's like, do I want to deal with
the hurt feelings?
Hurt feelings and like the
awkwardness.
Awkwardness, you know, the drama that could result. Or do I just want to just say yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do it. I mean.
Yeah. And that's why I love you, Shire, because you helped me develop that muscle, that thick skin of being okay with being in an awkward conversation. I think for me, if you come up to me, you pin me up in a corner and you ask me to help you with something, just because I don't want an awkward encounter, I say yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, I should be able to do that. And I'm like, now I'm committed to this. But Shire rests in awkward conversations. And I think if I can get past the awkward conversation piece, I can say no more. But I don't want an awkward encounter.
If it's awkward encounter, oh, well, Shire don't care. It just is.
Shire will sit in silence. Somebody ask her a question or be rude to her, and Shire will just stand there and stare at them. And I'm just like, I couldn't be like, I'm crawling out of my skin. Like, how could she do that? How could she stand in that awkwardness? But you just got to say no, man. Or you got to just be okay with being uncomfortable.
I think it takes like some wisdom, because mm-hmm, sometimes mm-hmm. It's just like, sometimes it is better to just say yes.
Right.
It's not, because me saying yes is, it's going to inconvenience me for a small amount of time, but if it's going to be a bigger benefit or a bigger blessing to you, I'll think about it.
Think about it.
You know, but it's just, you know, having that balance. And
even I'll think about it is better than saying yes too much.
Uh-huh. Or you let me get back with you.
Yeah. Yep. Let me get back with you.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. I think it is with age, because it's like,
dude,
I want to get on my own agenda. Yeah, like you have your own family.
And time is the biggest asset, man. We talk about money and all that stuff. Money is only cool because it could hopefully buy you more time, or it affords you to do what you want with your time.
With your time.
If you take that out of the equation, what is even money? Like, time is the biggest thing, that's like the most precious commodity. And if you're always saying yes to somebody, doing stuff you don't want to do, man, you wasting time. You ain't never gonna get that time back. So
yeah,
man, that should have been number one on the list.
There's a book, and I have not read it, but I guess there was a book, I think it was by Shonda Rhimes, where there was like a whole year where she said yes to everything.
Oh, man.
And it like really helped her get out of her comfort zone, and she learned a lot of lessons and
benefited her.
Yeah, benefited her. But she did it as, I would say, as
an experiment.
And as an experiment.
Wrote a book.
Wrote a book. Come on, bestseller. No, I don't know. Yeah. But I agree. You know, like, your time is so valuable. And as you get older, you have your own family, and you have things going on in your life that other people don't even realize or recognize. Yes. Sometimes they're just thinking about what they need and not thinking about what is going to cost you able to, you know, assist them.
So true, Shire.
So it's like about, people say balance, you know, but sometimes you do have to say no.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
It's the bottom line. That was a big one for me. So let's move on, guys, to number two. Shire, number two on the list.
We're already at number two?
Yeah, we're at number two.
What you got?
Procrastination. Getting ready to get ready.
Procrastination is a waste of time. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah. But let's talk about how that plays out, though, Shire. Like, maybe you want to pay off your debt, or decide you're procrastinating on it, or maybe you want to lose weight, you're procrastinating on it. Maybe you want to get into real estate, you're procrastinating on it. That is wasting time, which wastes, you know,
your potential. You don't know what it could be if you don't take a step in that direction.
Yep. You want to apply for that JOB, but you procrastinating. You ain't, you playing with it. You want to start that business, or quit your 9-to-5 to go into something, but you keep procrastinating. And then you want to buy a house. We talked about the housing market keeps going up, but you procrastinating. Now that thing, that thing way up there now. So
one thing to really think about is the motivation behind the procrastination, because sometimes we say, oh, we're procrastinating, but we're really fearful. We're fearful. We don't know, you know, that we're walking into the unknown, or we're full of doubt. It's these other things that are happening internally that just look like, oh, you're just a procrastinator.
Right.
When I think that a lot of times it's deeper than that.
I love that. I love that, Sharon. I think you're right. It's a lot of times, like I said, it could be a deeper meaning, or it just shows up differently. Like, why are you procrastinating? You know, some people are just lazy, you know,
Marcus.
Well, I mean, that could be a reason.
I think that's what we hide behind. I have something to do, but I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Wow.
No, you're not. Because you do the things that you want to do.
Right.
You don't just not feed yourself because you're lazy.
Yeah. That's real, Shire. That's real.
So it's like, it's procrastination, but there's something deeper than the procrastination. Or maybe it's just something that you just really don't want to do.
Yeah.
And you haven't admitted that to yourself.
That is a problem. That's a time waster.
Yeah. Or I'm just not that serious about it.
Yeah.
I say that I'm serious about buying a home. I say that I'm serious about saving for retirement. But I really ain't.
Yeah.
I really ain't thinking about that. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do next weekend.
And I'm sorry. I respect that more. You being honest with yourself and saying, I ain't trying to lose no weight right now. Then playing the game because you're wasting time that you could be spending doing something else is essentially what this whole list is about. All right, Shire. We're going to number one.
Okay, then I have something to say.
Okay, I'm going to let you say that first.
No, you got to say your number one first, because it's best said at the end.
Number one. I think we could all guess what this is. Shoot, some of you are listening to this podcast because of this number one. Scrolling on social media. Ooh, boy.
That should have been number one through six.
Shire, I'm gonna keep it all the way at 100. I am addicted to this cell phone that I'm holding in my hand right now.
I appreciate your honesty.
It's real. We need to stop lying to ourselves.
No. You said it. Just okay, make it about
make it
you.
Make it personal.
Make it personal.
I need
Come
to stop
on.
Lying to myself. I am addicted to this phone. I need it. It helps me from being bored. And well, that's what I tell myself.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I'm always looking on it. I mean, it's so colorful. It's just, it is. It attracts me.
It's everything that you could ever want.
Everything I could ever want and more. And I don't know why. I mean, I can't remember life before this. I was driving today, Shire, taking my son to karate. And we were coming home. And he was in the back seat. And I felt bad for him for a second. You know why? I said, he doesn't have anything back there. He doesn't even have a phone to look at. You know, he's too young. He doesn't have a cell phone. He didn't bring his iPad. I felt bad. I was like, he's just listening to the radio. He's just listening to my sports radio. He's probably super bored. But that's what I did. That's what kids did. Like, that's what people did before cell phones. We just sat in the car, looked out the window, and drove. But now, I think, like, you have to have that phone in your hand. And if you don't have it, man, you got to be really bored. But it's really just a time waster, Shire.
It's more than that. What is time? It's your life.
Let me put this phone down right now. Go ahead, Shire. Get me right.
So we were dating, and we were really into our religious community and going to church. And I'm not sure that we were engaged, but we literally did a cell phone fast. You remember that?
I do remember that.
What you remember about it?
It was like...
Was it a week?
Yeah, it was like week, 7 days, and we did like an electronic fast where we didn't really go on, like, I think it was MySpace at the time. We wasn't doing that. We put our phones down just to, like, I don't know what the desired outcome was, but just to see if we could, pretty much.
No, I think it was like kind of like spiritual.
Maybe to grow, yeah, to grow.
Like, this is what I'm spending a lot of my time on.
Yeah.
So, but we did it together. Were we engaged at that time?
We... were
or were we just
I think we
friends?
Were married, child. We were living in a two-bedroom apartment.
Really?
I think we were.
This is what happens when you've been married for a while. Yeah. Y'all start to remember things differently.
Yeah.
I feel like I was living at home with my mom.
Maybe
I don't know why.
Maybe you were, Shire. Maybe I'm tripping. I was in the studio apartment, and I think you were still living at home.
Yeah. I think I was living at home. Mm-hmm. And it was something that we did together.
Yeah. And I don't remember it being fun. That's for sure.
But I think it was positive. Yeah. Because I don't think we were married. But we were headed in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember it being a positive thing, though. But I don't think it was, like, easy.
A fast is not easy. That's why you call it a fast.
Right, right. But, yeah, Shire. But what happens now, Shire, is that we and these companies are so smart, and the world is just so... We say that, oh, it's business. I need this because I'm an influencer. I need to be on social media because I have to promo my podcast. I need social media because I need to see my analytics. But that's not all we're using it for. Like, I use that for that reason part of the time, but most of the time... I just want to see what's going on.
But there's nothing
what's
to see.
What's going on?
There's nothing to see. And I can't tell you what I saw in a picture last week.
No. Shire, I heard a statistic that we see more images in a week than people, you know, years ago would see in a lifetime. Think about it. You know... Just seeing you just images, picture this, someone doing that, this person eating, having a birthday, this dog, you know, doing a funny thing. I mean, we see so much content and stuff. It's just a huge waste of time, man. Like you said, I can't even remember what I scrolled. I can't remember what I saw 5-10 minutes ago.
But even knowing that, it doesn't motivate you.
Can't stop.
To stop. Or to reduce quit. Your time.
I can quit whenever. Yeah, I think, like, I go through these moments where I try to say, I'm going to reduce the time. For me, that's a little bit easier than saying, I'm just going to turn off my social media. I got friends and coworkers that, like, they go through these seasons where they, like, will delete their thing. It's like, but you always come back. I always see you come back.
I mean, that sounds like an addiction, right?
Yes.
You're going to come back. So, I think the best way to do it is cold turkey.
All right, let's see you do it, Shire. Shire's getting off social media.
I'm not
y'all.
The one on the podcast talking about I got a problem.
But I need to see my podcast analytics. I need to see what the people like. I need to see how long they're tuning in. And I need my phone to do that, Shire. That's what we tell ourselves.
No, that's what you tell yourself. But I think that is a societal thing. Mm-hmm. That the phone, I mean, you can't leave the house without your cell phone. I'm not saying I would recommend that you do, and that's something that anyone should start doing, but it almost feels like it's an extension of you.
I would feel like less of a person if I went out into the world without my cell phone.
That's good marketing.
I would feel like everybody else is operating on another frequency, and I'm at a lower frequency because they have their cell phone, and I'm out here like a caveman. Like, that's how much. And think about our kids, man. They didn't even experience life before cell phones. So this is all they know. But for us, we at least experienced life before cell phones. We got around pretty darn good, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, as parents, you have a say in the activity or the amount of screen time that your child gets. They spend more time on screen than a book. Mm-hmm. That's something that we want to work on.
And Shire, what can to put it all together, what can all these things prohibit us from doing? Wasting time, spending time with the ones we love.
I think that sometimes pursuing our goals. Do it. I don't know if the phone's keeping me from pursuing a goal.
I think anything that wastes time can do that.
Okay, so this is what I was going to say earlier. I think it's good that we talk about being productive.
Yeah.
But we do need downtime. You need time to rest. You need time to recharge. I don't always have to be doing something. Yeah, I sit down for 5 minutes?
Yeah, we talked about that with some friends of ours.
Hustle culture. No.
Yeah.
I want to just sip tea. Like, watch a movie.
I like that. It's about that balance. It's like that. You're right, Shire. It's that balance. It's like, people are having these meetings. If you don't come out of COVID with
a business.
Yeah, with a business, with a home-based business, then you plan. It's like, I'm scared. Like, can I be scared? Can I be unsure? I'm worried. You know what I mean? Like, and that's okay. Or I want to use this stay at home time to just chill, you know, get a much needed break. So yeah, you're right. It's about balance.
Yeah. And I think that the list, as somewhat predictable as it is, that there, you know, it leaves us with something to think about.
Yes.
Because there's something on that list for everyone.
Yeah.
So whether it's the cell phone, whether it's the procrastination, you know, whatever it is, I think that we all have a little bit of that. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
So we can examine it. We can think about, you know, we can acknowledge it. Yeah, that's me. I can't, you know, I just can't put the phone down. You know, whatever it is, acknowledge it. And then it's really up to you to decide, am I going to make, you know, a change?
Yeah.
You know, but the awareness piece is key. Being aware, being honest. And then we can go from there.
Absolutely.
But
very well said.
Yeah, and at the same time, knowing that it's okay to have downtime.
Yeah.
It's okay to relax. What you're doing, I'm not doing a thing.
Right.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because you need that sometimes.
Absolutely, Shire. Very, very wise words from a wise woman. A young wise woman. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this episode, man. It was great to just be able to sit down and share these with you. Shire, I had a great time on the podcast with you as usual. Any final words?
No, I feel great, and I feel like I should go be productive now.
Yeah, yeah.
Or absolutely. Relax. Let's just see.
Right.
Depending on how I'm feeling.
Yeah, so we hope you enjoyed this episode. For Black Mary Debt Free, this is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shire.
We're going to holler at y'all on the next one.
Bye.
Peace.